Now, today's email comes from Jesse, and it reads, with everything that's going on in the world today, with all this violence, how do we as Christians make a difference? I believe united we can make a change, but other than praying, what else can we do? Jesse. Well, Jesse, the first thing to do is prayer. The first thing to do is not to respond with the anger that will well up after seeing such heinous and diabolical situations of young black men and women being killed on a constant basis and police officers being shot. Just last week, another young 19-year-old boy in Chicago, gunned down by policemen, shot in his back, shot into a moving car, the whole nine yards. And thank God they had on body cams, and that told the story. But it's happening seemingly every time you turn around. If you respond to what you see initially, it'll be an anger. But what you've got to do is you got to go to God in prayer and let God balance you out and hear the voice of God on what steps to take next. Yeah, we all need to pray, but we need to pray about what to do, not just praying about the situation, but pray about what God would have us to do to heal the situation. A lot of us just pray random prayers, aimless prayers, but we've got to make sure that we pray prayers that will bring wisdom to us and bring us into a relevant move that will help to change the situation. You know, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. And then I will forgive their sins first. And then I'll heal the land. That still works today. All right, Jesse?